Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to episode 19 of The Naughty Step, the parenting podcast for parenting people, starring person, journalist, father, husband, and now paperback writer, Stuart Heritage.
And writer, journalist, and woman who watches home invasion films on her own when I'm not there and then wonders why she gets so freaked out, Robin Wilder.
Hello! If you haven't heard us before, we are married.
We are parents.
And this is literally the only time we use our human voices all day.
Because we work from home and our marriage is a joke.
Today on the show, 25 minutes of whining about parenting.
Plus Father's Day and the CBeebies show Tinga Tinga Tales.
So let's get on with it.
Excellent laughing at your own jokes there, Robin. You wrote that bit.
I'm laughing because it's true. Our marriage is a joke and a sham.
It is getting that way, isn't it?
Yes. I'm only here for your green card.
Oh.
Because
That's the wrong country.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What do they have here? Citizenship.
I don't know. I've never needed one because I'm born here. My blood is pure.
Your blood's not pure. You're a bit German.
I'm a bit German.
Okay, tell me about that DNA test you did.
Oh, I did a DNA test because I thought I did one of those.
Is it 23andMe?
Yeah, something like that. And it's you give them your spit and they analyse it and tell you exactly where you're from and where all of your ancestors are from, stretching back to the beginning of time. And I thought maybe I'd be a Viking. You know, I've got blonde hair, blue eyes, maybe I was a Viking. Literally, if you travel for 50 miles in any direction...
From Kent.
From probably where I'm sitting now, that's where I'm from.
So you're like 95% from Kent or something?
Yeah, and there's a little bit, might be Germany, might be France. It's hard to distinguish genetically from that area. But overwhelmingly, southeast England. Whereas you're like you're like someone's fired a paintball gun at
a globe. Yeah, I'm from everywhere. Like a little bit from everywhere.
We've had this already. Let's talk about something else. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? Where have you been?
I've been to Portugal. I took Herbie to Portugal for a week and my dad to Portugal.
How was that?
It was wonderful.
And you're
this
back.
Is my first day back. And I couldn't be grumpier about it. I literally, before we started this, 10 seconds before, I got an email from work and I was sort of inconsolable. Yeah, so I'm in that sort of mood today, so this will be a fun listen.
Great!
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back. I'm mostly glad that Herbie's back, but I'm very glad
you're back. Oh, I know you're back. You don't give a shit that I'm back.
I do give a shit.
No, you don't. Every time I...
Who else are going to cook my dinner?
You were cooking your own last week. Perfectly well, apparently. But every time I sent you a photo of me on holiday, you'd be like, oh, that looks nice. And every time I sent you a picture of Herbie, you're like, my throat is clamped, closed, I can't breathe. You cried... You sniffed a pair of his socks and burst into tears.
Yeah,
that right?
that was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of sexual, when you think about it.
Oh, no.
It's just very weird having your offspring in another country from you when they're three. Just, like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can't... Like, if he was with his nanny or like at a friend's house, something happened, I could just go there, get him, I'd be right.
Yeah, but you don't trust me enough to look after him.
It's not that. I mean, it's partly that. But it's, you know, it's just this weird, maybe it's a mum thing. I thought I was being weird about it because I was completely freaked out by it. And I texted some of my mum friends and I was like, Herbie's not here. He's in Portugal. So I'm just trying to get on with things. And just all the mums were like, fucking, how are you? Do you need to sit down?
Do you need to sit down?
Yeah, do you need some help?
What do they think you're doing?
I don't know. I think they just empathise because apparently it's not that strange. It's not just me being weird. So happy Father's Boxing Day.
When you're listening to this, listeners, it's happy Father's Boxing Day. By the time this comes out, it will be happy Father's Day plus 10 or plus 4. It's a long way away.
Happy the middle bit between Christmas and New Year, longest, but after Father's Day.
Yeah, longest, long enough for you to have stopped caring about Father's Day.
And so that's why we're doing an episode. How was your Father's Day?
It was all right. It's pretty good.
It was all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't know. I was aiming for a nice break, but...
It was not a nice break.
No.
I didn't do a thing different to normal.
You had a lie-in for an hour.
Yeah, I did have a lie-in. All right, fine. Well, on Mother's Day, and I'm just saying, you had a lie-in until about 12.
Okay. I'm just saying that you could have had a lie-in for as long as you wanted. You're the one who curtailed your lie-in.
Because I didn't think it was fair on you.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. So you're just saying that on Mother's Day it was not fair on you.
Oh, interesting that you go there so quickly. Oh, interesting.
Your voice has
got really interesting.
Eight octaves.
I know, it's so interesting.
So on Mother's Day, you were like, take your time, go to bed, have a lie-in, because normally we get up at sort of 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said to you, but you still got up an hour later.
Well, it's because...
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. To me, Father's Day is still my Father's Day.
Right.
And so we do things in service of my dad.
Right.
Who, incidentally, hates Father's Day. Okay. Really, really, really dislikes Father's Day, wishes it would never happen. Every year, for as long as I can remember, when I give him a card and a present, he's like, oh, what have you done this for? Like it's a bad surprise.
What? Yeah, well, I had a conversation with him about Father's Day, which is mainly grunting in the word commercialisation.
Yeah, American. He says it's an American invention.
I don't understand what his problem is with receiving gifts and having a nice day.
I think he thinks mothers deserve a day because mothers do everything.
Right.
But Father's Day, it's just like, you don't need a Father's Day.
I think you probably do.
You do, you definitely do. Anyway, so we... went to my brother's house for a barbecue.
Yeah, with your father.
Yeah, and that meant that I had to be up relatively early because everyone had to get washed, everyone had to get showered.
You could have scrambled at the last minute. I would have completely understood.
No, not a scrambler.
I know.
No. What does that mean?
Well, I am a scrambler.
Well, yeah, you're a constant scrambler. That's why I cannot be a scrambler.
Because you have to be the adult.
I have to be the stable one in this relationship.
I see. Interesting.
all of this conversation is, what do you mean by that? Oh, interesting. That's what this podcast should be called. What do you mean by that? Oh, interesting.
Oh, it's funny because it's true. So growing up, what were your father's days like? Was your dad always like a...
Yeah, always. Like, and we'd give him a card and he'd be like, oh, all right. And then, I don't even think Mum would give us money to buy him a present when we were...
Really?
Because I got money of my own now, so I could just buy him whatever. And he's like, I just thought of the thing I should have got him. Never mind.
Okay. Next year.
Travel kettle. Yeah. We didn't... In Portugal, there was no travel kettle, and all he did was complain that he couldn't have a cup of tea in the morning.
Just get it now.
All right. How much is a travel kettle?
Like £5.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. I should get one in here. In the shed.
All right, listeners, we live in a house. There is a garden. And at the bottom of it is a sort of the dirtiest cabin you ever did
see. It's not dirty. It's my writing shed.
Full of dust. Never been cleaned. And this is where Stuart does his work all day. I think if you were to get a travel kettle, you'd just go down a bad road. Because you need to come in for wees already.
Are you saying I'm going to wee in a kettle?
I think you're going to wee in a kettle.
Because that's what I just went there too.
Yeah.
I often, and this is too much information, I often think about drilling a hole in the floor and feeding a tube through into the garden and buying a funnel And when I need the toilet, just weeing into the funnel, down the tube and into the garden.
This is, I feel like if I went away for a month, I'd come back and you'd have a composting toilet right in the middle of the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a really long beard with, like, bees living in it.
Travel kettles do cost £5, by the way. That was a very good guess.
Well, you are welcome. I am brilliant.
So now we can move the conversation on from my lack of hygiene, can we?
That's always lurking just beneath
I am a clean person.
You were going to drill a hole in the floor and pee into it through a funnel.
I just think about it sometimes.
Especially bought a fine funnel that you probably would have bought from Amazon.
Well, I could probably get a condom and attach some sort of thing on it, because a funnel would be messy. But a condom,
no, but
I could
a condom
just
would be easier.
Slip it on and piss into it.
And then slip it off. Just store it maybe, I don't know, under your armpit.
How are Father's Day for you? And I mean, like, in general, Father's Day's for you.
Father's Day's for me a relatively new phenomenon because I didn't have a father.
Well,
initially
you did.
I had the period where my mum bought all our Father's Day presents and made me write a card. And then I had a long period where I didn't have to do it for a long, long time. Mm. So my dad died when I was quite young. And I remember Father's Day's with him being... You know how entitled I am on my birthday?
Yes. Is this where you got it from?
Pretty much. This is what my family, basically, I think we were all just taught with it, we're king for a day. So my dad would just wander downstairs and be like, here I am, in his dressing gown, kind of, bring me my Prosecco, bring me my slippers. We'd all have a bit of... any day like that would be about us just doing what we wanted that day and being treated a bit specially. So my dad would sit at the top of the table and you'd bring him his things and you wouldn't be able to ask him questions while he read a book or whatever.
Aww.
And then he'd have a special breakfast that wasn't just special in what he ate, but where it was. So he might go and sit out in the garden or something and we'd all bring it to him. Just little tiny special things.
I would like that sort of Father's Day.
Yeah?
It's very difficult. You see, now, Father's Day, we've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
They don't know what Father's Day is.
We don't have a 1-year-old.
Christmas, well, one-ish.
He's 10 months old. He's not even 10 months old.
So it'll be one soon. Christmas, kids know that it's Christmas because there's a whole month of bell noises on television and you put a fucking tree in your house.
Yes.
Father's Day, not a clue.
No.
Doesn't give a shit. None of them give a shit.
And there's no traditional, like, Father's Day thing that you make?
No.
There's no, like, egg?
No, it was like, you gave me a bottle of gin and then we had a normal day.
You had a lion!
All right, I had a lion!
You had the opportunity for a long lion.
Oh, okay, fine. It's everything's my fault.
Yes. You took, especially the dust and the dirt and the hole in the floor with the condom attached to it.
No, but when they're older, this is what I was trying to get at. When they're older, then they'll get excited about... They won't get excited about Father's Day, would they?
Well, they'll be able to do things for you. Like, I remember on Mother's Day and Father's Day, like, making toast.
Yeah.
And it being a big thing.
Yeah,
about 5 years old and putting everything on a tray and
a
flower. I don't think my dad wanted a flower. He just wanted, like, to sit outside and have a cigarette. That was kind of where he was with it. But my first Father's Day with you, I was like, what the fuck do I
really?
Do? Yeah. What do men like? I know what mum's like.
What do men like?
When you go shopping for a Mother's Day present, it's all like flowers and chocolates and wine, but...
Nothing like that for
dads,
is it?
It's like, buy them some leather.
Buy beer. Like, my dad, for example, is... He has interests.
Mm.
He likes fishing, but... He's 68. He's had 68 years of people just buying him fishing-related stuff on his birthdays. You don't do that.
Yeah.
And if you search Google, and this is something I did because I didn't have a clue what to get him before the travel cattle idea, which was brilliant and I forgot about it. I'd search Google for Father's Day presents and they're all golf. He must like golf, he must like football, and he must like beer. And my dad likes none of those things.
Yeah, buy him a watch made out of a rock. They're all sort of manly things jammed together. Cement, beer.
Yeah, why not buy him a hip flask?
Yes, he's not a cowboy.
Yeah, so it is difficult. It's like you have to know the person and buy something that aligns with their interests, which I realise is difficult for you because you only think of yourself.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I bought Dad a macaron making kit.
Yes, you did. Do you know how you did that? My suggestion. Because I only think of myself.
Well...
Yes.
Yeah, all right, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's difficult to buy for you.
Why?
Because you like jazz. And
why don't you buy me some jazz?
I don't know anything. I don't understand jazz. But it's like...
What would you buy me, even if you did understand jazz? What would you buy me?
A trumpet. And a beret. And a stripy top. No, that just makes you French, right? I think all the typical Father's Day gifts and Mother's Day gifts are for basic bitches.
Right, yeah, true. Yeah, they are for basic bitches.
And what we have when it comes to you and your dad is, like, unusual people with interesting ideas.
Okay.
For me, I am a basic bitch all the way. Basic bitch, massage. But yeah, no, it's hard to know what to do on Father's Day. What you really want, I think, is a little bit of special treatment and a nice day.
Yeah.
That's kind of all you want. But that's incredibly hard with a 0-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yes, it is.
So I think we got the best of both worlds.
I think we did. I didn't have a bad day. I kind of liked it.
Good. I think you could have stayed in bed longer.
Oh.
You could absolutely always stay in bed longer on your birthdays and Father's Days.
All right, then I will.
Fine, then. Now on this bit of the podcast, we talk about stuff we watched on TV with our kids.
Tinga Tinga Tales today.
Yeah, Tinga Tinga Tales.
Tell me about Tinga Tinga Tales, Robin.
Tinga Tinga Tales is a British Kenyan animated series that's based on African folk tales. It's aimed at 4 to 6-year-olds and was commissioned for both CBeebies and the Disney Junior Channel. It's been on TV since 2010. It's about various animals, mostly African but also from other continents, and features the voices of Lenny Henry, who's one of the main characters, Derek Griffiths, Mira Sayal, Miriam Margolyes, and even Penelope Key.
Yeah, so the Tinga Tinga Tales are how did this animal end up the fuck like this, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do bees learn to sting?
Yeah.
How does... why does a peacock got a nice tail? And it's that folk tales. They're lies, essentially. They're lies. They're the sort of thing... I've been thinking about this. It's... I knew a kid when I was at school who was taught that thunder was clouds banging together.
We were all taught that.
I wasn't.
What were you taught?
I was taught that it was an electrical... It was the sound of air filling the vacuum created by lightning.
All right, geek!
But no, that's... So there's, like... And you get... There's a point where you... Like, I used to go out with a girl who thought that only poodles... Like, white... If you saw a white dog poo, it was because a poodle did it. Right? And we... I knew her in her late 20s. Maybe even her 30s. And
oh,
she was
goodness.
Telling me... She went, oh, that's a poodle dog poo. And I had to be like, what are you talking about?
What profession did she have?
I'm not going to... Let's not go into details.
Was she a vet?
Yeah, she was a vet. She was the Dr. Harold Shipman of the animal. She wasn't a vet. But anyway, and Tinga Tinga Tales, they, for example, the most recent one I watched, said that peacocks have got large tails because peacocks are very vain,
right.
And they used to like to fly into competitions, win the competitions, and then fly away. So they created a pretend who's got the biggest tail competition, and he made such a big tail that he could no longer fly.
Oh. Well,
that's
that sounds
bullshit.
Likely.
It's
that's,
not.
It's basically evolution, isn't it?
It's just mating, isn't it? You waggle your tail around and the ladies want to do it with you.
Yeah, but that's probably not the most appropriate explanation for a show aimed at 4 to 6-year-olds.
No.
So tell them an elaborate lie instead.
Tell them a really elaborate lie. Also, bees, the monkeys stole the honey and the bees couldn't stop them, so they got honey, stuck them on their bottoms, snapped off the tip of a stinging nettle, attached them to their bottoms, and that's why bees have got stingers.
Yeah.
Makes no reference to the fact that bees die, that the stingers are hitched up to their intestines, and if they sting anything, all of their innards pour out of their arse, and they die in incredible pain. That isn't mentioned in Tinga Tinga Tales.
No. I would counter that that's probably not something that 4 to 6-year-olds would need to find out from a TV programme.
So what you're saying is it's best to lie to kids until they're old enough to understand the truth.
I was told very many elaborate lies and I am not fucked up at all.
No, you're not.
No. My mum was a very inventive liar, but also quite a lazy one. So whenever we asked her questions about stuff, she would... Like 50% of the time lie. So one of the best ones that she did was I said, Mum, Why are Adam and Eve called Adam and Eve? Well, you see, Adam and Eve are walking one day and...
Already that's a great start.
They both tripped over something. And Adam went, oh, damn!
Oh, now I want to really hear about Eve's...
And Eve misheard him. But then Eve, who was lying on the floor because she tripped over, looked over and saw what they tripped over. And it was the serpent. So she pointed at it. And she went, evil. But because she was winded, she only said the first half of
Holy
the word.
That is so complicated.
I know.
For her to think of that in the moment.
And my mum was like, okay then, okay, bye.
My mum would have just gone, I don't know. I don't know, they're just names. That's incredible.
But my brother and I were left going, so just picking it apart and going, why that they said something once, is that now their name? And my mum was like, oh, because, you know, there weren't a lot of people back then. She also taught me, she tried to convince me that when I fancied a boy.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Okay.
This didn't work. I ended up going out with him for 4 years. But he had spots. And she went, if you kiss him, you'll get spots too. My mum, I think technically that's gaslighting.
Yeah, that is sort of gaslighting, isn't it?
I was like, I don't think it works like that, Mum.
16?
Yeah. 16... already had like a nose ring and my hair was purple and I was like, I'm no.
So Tinga Tinga Tales,
similar vein. But it's it looks very good, doesn't it? Because it's based on Tinga Tinga art, which is
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, so it's very sort of colourful and flat and very stylized, and that's what the animals look like in Tinga Tinga. With all of their features are on one surface.
Yeah, yeah.
And just really patterned and beautiful. So it looks really nice. And then there are all the different voices, which we can't do.
No.
But they take in sort of different African accents.
Yeah, although...
And West Indian accents.
There are lots of non-African people doing African accents.
It's like Wonder Woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where everyone is just doing Gal Gadot's accent.
Yeah.
Imagine you're just walking around and everyone starts talking a Kentish accent at you.
I'd love that.
Would you?
I wouldn't notice. What is a Kentish accent? Doing a Kentish accent. Do my accent, Robin. Do my voice.
Your voice?
Yeah, do
an accent. Oh, hello,
fuck you! How dare you?
You say sin and bin instead of seen and been.
Yes, and that is apparently a Kentish trait of the Kentish accent.
Yes.
I go, do we go note this farm to get some apples off the farmer's bucket?
What's an apple?
I don't know.
Oh, you love apple pie.
I should have thought of that sentence before I started shouting.
That
it.
Was mainly elbow based.
Yeah.
And I'm so sad that our listeners can't see that. That was you going hoiky, 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 just hoiking your elbows about. But what do you think of Tinga Tinga?
I kind of like it. It's not my favourite. If it's on, I'll watch it. Herbie likes it because I think of the alliteration in the title. I think that's the only reason he likes to watch it.
Have you noticed he wants to? He describes what he wants to watch based on something obscure that happens in the episode.
Yesterday,
yeah,
when we were at Pete's house,
yeah,
he decided he was going to watch telly. Dad was, he got the remote control and was like, "Okay, what do you want to watch?" And he went, "The girl, the unicorn, and the boy." And I was like, "What? What?" And so Pete got the remote control and was like, "Go, unicorn." Nothing came up. He's going, "Unicorn."
Does Pete have a Kentish accent?
Yeah.
Is that a Kentish?
Not as much as me, I think, because he's more aggressive, and I don't think you can be aggressive with a Kentish accent.
Is he more aggressive than you?
Yeah, I'm not very aggressive.
Okay.
I'm the easygoing one.
Are you?
Yes.
There's a book about this. It's called Don't Be a Dick, Pete, and it's out in paperback.
Yeah, it's blue.
It's blue, and it's good. And it's got I'm so jealous. It's got a blurb from Marion Keyes on the back. Marion Keyes is one of my favourite authors.
Yeah, but...
How can there be a but to
No
this?
Disrespect to Marion Keyes. She blurbs a lot of books.
Oh, fuck you.
Pretty much every book.
You're such a
Every book that comes out, she blurbs. And mine...
Every book. Did she blurb A Brief History of Time? Did she blurb the Bible? No. She blurbed your book. You, Mr. Husband, Stuart Heritage. Not me. Not fucking me.
Well, when yours comes out, I'm sure she'll blurb that. Because she blurbs all the books. And, she took it as a quote was actually, like, I didn't get it, but my husband loved it.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, maybe it was saying, I liked it, I guess, but my husband loved it.
Okay, is that why you're quite bitter about it?
I'm not bitter about it.
Really? Because you were looking at the floor and shouting.
And that's how I talk to people.
I think probably done with Tinga Tinga Tales.
We just basically said the word Tinga Tinga Tales and then talked for 20 minutes about nothing.
What would you give it?
Oh, should we do 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 5. Ooh, okay.
I like the song.
I don't care about Tinga Tinga Tales.
What did you watch? What did Herbie watch in Portugal?
Ah, his new favourite programme and my new favourite programme. Super RTL.
Right.
It's a German kids' channel.
Right.
A friend of mine was a former Super RTL.
What is her name?
Nina. She was a presenter and she had this German catchphrase when she'd say goodbye. And it'd be like, bush, 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 bush.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, what does that mean? And she said, you know, like when you tell someone to go and fuck themselves.
Oh.
And I was like, because it was for kids. I was like, I don't, what? And she said, well, in Germany, we have a phrase and it's like go fuck yourself. But it starts in a very specific way. So her catchphrase was like the first bit of go fuck yourself and then next time. But it was like, you mother spy. it walked all the way up to a horrible swear word and then ditched it. So the only television channel we had in Portugal was Super RTL, the German kids program.
Right.
And in the morning, they have a segment called Togolino.
Togolino. Bobby calls it Tongolino.
Yeah. And it's got a song which is very catchy.
How's it go?
It goes. Doon de doon de doon de doon. I find to soon to find a half. A loose step for that's not enough off. Oh, ein, zwei, drei. Just come Tongolino. I could say Tongolino too. Anyway, so it's that and it's catchy as hell and he loved it. Also, part of that segment, Paw Patrol in German, which he confused the hell out of him at first.
Really?
I put it on and I went and had a shower and he ran into the bathroom going, Daddy, fix it! I can't change the things that they're saying, Herbie.
Chase, it's on decades!
Yeah, that's all it was. And we were just having to laugh every time Rob would be like, Fassen, Stassen, Fassen! And we'd have to go...
Can you believe that we don't have any tweets to read out about Father's Day today?
We don't?
We don't. I asked people this very morning on Twitter and Instagram to share their Father's Day stories. And, what are people doing? Like, going to work, still asleep, raising their children?
Didn't at the end can't of last, believe... At the end of last episode, didn't we ask them for stories about something else?
Yes, and I can't remember what that was, and... I can't remember if anyone's replied, because frankly, we have a lot of tweets to get through normally.
Okay, all right.
But I would like to thank Alex Tomlinson, who's @AlexIllustrator on Twitter. He is an illustrator for my favourite magazine,
The 14 Times.
But he said, for what it's worth, I've just seen that the Naughty Step is running in the 750 at Windsor, currently 14-1. No idea if it's any good, though. I did not follow this up, so I don't know if it won.
No, me neither. Let's find out. Oh, it didn't win.
Didn't win?
Didn't win.
Yeah.
It came dead last. It was 50-1 and it came dead last.
Obviously.
Beaten by horses such as Dawn Commando.
That should have been our name for the podcast.
Just Right. Happy Ending. Diablery. Powerful Society.
Powerful. There's a horse called Powerful.
Powerful Society. The Naughty Step came dead last.
We should have been called Dawn Commander. Commando.
Yeah, we should have done. Let's see how the Naughty Step horse has done.
I bet it's in the knacker's yard now.
3 years old.
Knacker's yard. Never,
never, never.
Dog food. Dog food. Dog food.
Stats. No, never won. Never won a fucking stupid shit horse. Fuck you.
Definitely not an allegory for us or anything.
We done?
Yeah, we done. It's not Father's Day no more.
So what does that mean?
You don't get no special treatment now.
I wasn't asking for special treatment. I was asking if we were finished.
Stop being clueless.
I'm not being
Stop being adorably clueless.
I'm not being adorably
Stop
clueless.
Stop showing this me your dimples. I don't want to see that shit. Stop pirouetting, for God's sake. No, I don't want to see your bum.
High five.
Nope.
Oh, it doesn't work both ways, does it?
No.
Or you can't. You can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Or you can dish it out, but or you can take it in Kent.
Back next week, listeners. Get some sleep.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.